Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Yuman and the Oz Bahadur Tzuris Sadaf. It's on Yud Gimel and Beis. Four lines up for the bottom with the words Hachat Amar. And in the article Tzuris Sadaf, it is on Tes Vav Amud Aleph, about seven lines in with those same words. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mirim Sar Basri Yaka Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing Hatavas Haneiros, which is clearing out of the Menorah, and Haktars Haktires, which happens right around each other. And here it seems we have Machlaikas. Hachat Amar over here, you say that's referring to our Mishnah, Metev Achach Makter, that first Hatavas Haneiros happens, then Haktar of Ktires. But the Hachatam over here, you say, which is referring to Perek Beis in the Masechta, when describes the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah for 7 days before Yom Kippur, Makter V'Achach Metiv. And first he does the Ktaris, and then he does the Tavas Haner. So it seems like a stira. So Rav Yochanan answers, Tamid, our Mishnah is actually a Mishnah, Maseches Tamid, Derub Shimon Ish HaMitzvah hi, and it's the Sheet of Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, but the Mishnah from earlier in the Perek is Sheet is Chachamim. And actually says the Gemara something interesting. Yudalam Raf on the top, Rav Yaakov Barachi tells us, V'lay Kula, it's not that the whole Maseches Tamid is Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, El Milan Srichan Rabbanon. It's just we need something because an issue with Shitas Rabbanon, we say, oh, that thing that's a problem, that's actually Shitas Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. So it's basically we pull out that card when we need to, when we have a problem with the Mishnah, we say that Mishnah is not Rabbanon, it's Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. And something similar to this, Rav Chizkiya quotes Rav Acha B'Shem Ravo, the Midos, Mishnais and Maseches Midos, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, those are according to the Shitas Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, and Rav Yisrael Rabbon, he tells us, like Kula, it's not all of Maseches Midos, El Milan Tzrichan Rabbanon, it's just that when there's an issue with Shitas Rabbanon, we find something that's a stira, we say, oh, not a problem, that's actually Shitas. Now we go back to our discussion. My time is Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. What's the source of Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzvah? Why does he hold that there's first Hatavas HaNeiros and then Ketores? That's because the Pasuk tells us, Babaiker, Babaiker, Beitivas HaNeiros, Yakti Rena. So we see in the Pasuk that there's first Hatavas HaNeiros and then Ketores. Now Rav Acha quotes Rav Chirno, who says, B'Shem Rav Shimon Berebi, Tamad Rabbanon, what's the source of the Rabbanon? The Pasuk tells us, Michutz the Parechas HaEdos Ba'il Maid, Yarech Oisei Aaron Ubanov, Me Erev Ad Baiker. And this tells us, Shaloye Hisham El Hatavas HaNeiros Bovad, that seems to be that the only thing we're allowed to have here is Hatavas HaNeiros, which means first we have to have Ketores and then Hatavas HaNeiros. Now we go back to discussing the pious, the lottery that was done for certain jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Our Rechon says, Loi Kavu Pious Lo Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. There was no pious for the afternoon Tamid. El Amra, they said, Misha Zacha B'Shachar Yiske Ben Arbayim. Whoever won the lottery in the morning for the Tamid Shel Shachar, he gets to do it in the afternoon. As the Gemara of Atonim, we have a that says, Ke Pious Shel Shachar Kim Pious Shel Ben Arbayim. That is the same exact thing. Just like we made a lottery in the morning, they made a lottery in the afternoon. So it seems like a stira. Now before we answer the stira, we just continue this brisa. The one who's Zoicha, he did that for himself. He won for himself and he can't give it over to somebody else. For example, you're giving out treats to kids and one of them says, okay, I don't want it for myself, but I'm going to give it to somebody else. It doesn't work like that with the pious, with this lottery. A kohen wins it, he keeps it for himself, he's not allowed to give it to a different kohen. Either which way, we have this stira. Was there a lottery done for the afternoon tamid or not? So Chizkiya says, Shemir of Bun Bar Kahana, Tifter, we could explain, Shoisa Shabbos, that we're talking about Shabbos. Echon Mishmar Habav, Echon Mishmar Yotze. On Shabbos was when the Mishmar changed. Remember, there's 24 Mishmars of Kahuna, which basically 24 divisions of Kaihanim, each one served 1 week in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was changed out on Shabbos. So the Mishmar that was there for the whole week was there at the beginning of Shabbos, and the new Mishmar came in near the end of Shabbos. And so they did a pious Shabbos morning for the Mishmar that was there the whole week, and then they had to do another pious Shabbos afternoon for the new Mishmar that was coming in, but that was only on Shabbos, not throughout the week. And we continue discussing, Ar Rechon Rechon says, Loi Gazol Shnei Gezirin B'Shachres, that regarding the Shnei Gezirin, these two blocks of wood, they're brought up on the Mizbeach, that was not exactly during the morning, which means it wasn't a chiv to bring them in the morning. Wood was brought in the morning on his back, but it wasn't a chiv to do so in the morning, only with afternoon tamid. Now, Amar B'Yisrael Yosef says, Masnisa Amar Kain, Mishnah tells us this. What does it say? B'chol Yoyim, take out the next words, Bein or Abayim, every day in the afternoon, Be'echad Asar, the tamid was processed with 11 kaihanim, V'loy Amar B'Shachros Klom. It doesn't say that all regarding the morning. In the morning, it was only 9 kaihanim, not 11, so there's 2 extra kaihanim to bring the Shnei Gezri Eitzem. Why didn't they make this gzer? Why did they say that these two gezirin had to be brought in the morning? So Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana asks, I don't understand. V'loishmi Rav Shammai demar Rav Yochanan. Didn't Rav Shammai hear what Rav Yochanan just said? Loi gazrol shnei gezirin b'shachres, that they weren't gazrin these two gezirin in the morning. And v'amar Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi said, Masnisa Amar Kain. Our Mishnah tells us this. What's he asking? Then Machaz v'amar, he went back and said, Indu shmiya. Of course he did hear. Ela k'inish d'sham milo umakshela. It's like somebody who hears something, he asks on it. Just because he heard it, it doesn't mean he can't ask a question on it. He knows that that's what Rav Yochanan said. He knows what Rav Yosi said. But still, he was bothered. Why is it that there's no gzer on this in the morning? And that's what the Gemara just brings again. Rav Shammai Bayi, Rav Shammai asks, Lama Gazrol Shnei Gezirin Bein Arbayim, Loi Gazrol Shnei Gezirin B'Shachres. Why do they only say in the afternoon these two Gezrei Eitzim, these two blocks of wood are brought, and not in the morning? And it's left off with a question. We continue to discuss the Mishnah. We had said, Shloish Asar Zachin Bayi, that 13 Kehanim were Zaycha with these Avaidus in the morning surrounding the Karban Tamid. And Vitani Allah, Bryce was taught on that, Pa'amim Bar Basar, Pa'amim B'Chamisha Asar, Pa'amim B'Shisha Asar, Loi Pachz L'Yoser. Sometimes actually 14 Kehanim were Zaycha, sometimes 15, sometimes 16, but not any less or more. Meaning the minimum amount of Kehanim Rishonim that did the Tumid in the morning was 13. The maximum was 16. No more, no less. Yudano is on top. We continue explaining this and pay attention to the number of gears of changes we're going to have over here. Kidarkai, when it's just regular, B'shloish Asar, it was brought by 13 Kayanim, as we had in the Mishnah. Ubechag, Sukkis in the morning, Biyat Echot Sukkis Shalmayim, one Kayan was carrying a pitcher of water. That was for Nischamayim. So Arei Arbasar, that's 14. Now, Ben Arabayim, this is every single day in the afternoon. B'chamish Asar was brought by 15. Why is that? Because Shnaim B'yadim Shnei Gizrei Eitzim, two had two blocks of wood that we had just mentioned. And Ubishabbos, B'chamish Asar, on Shabbos in the morning, there was 15. Why is that? Because Shnaim B'yadim Shnei Bezichel Levoyin Shalachim Aponim, there was two that had two spoons of frankincense for Lechem Aponim, that was only brought on Shabbos. Harei B'chamish Asar, so that's 15. And Ubishabbos, Shabbos Echachag, on Shabbos, it falls out during Sukkot, B'yad Echachach Shabbayim, one of them had a pitcher of water. Harei Shish Asar, that's a total of 16. Now we continue discussing Mishnah. We had said that after the parts of the carbon tumid are brought to the ramp and placed there, there was three other things. The Mechasachim of flour, then there was wine, and there was Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. So Gemara talks about the proper order of everything here. Tiviyana, the Pasuk tells us. This has to do with the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. And one of them from Milafnei Musafin is brought before Karbon Musaf, such as on Shabbos. Now, Shu'aymer Takriv, when the Pasuk says Takriv, that tells us Afla Achra HaMusafin, that's proper Girsa, even if it was brought after Musafin, Bidyev, that's okay. Lechatchil should be brought beforehand, but if it's brought afterwards, it's okay. Now, it's in our Tani, there was a teaching of Brysa, Kadmon Nesachim, has to be brought before the Nesachim. And here we have to add into the Girsa of Itzanay Tani, Achar Nesachim, the Thosis teaches brought after the Nesachim. Mando Amar Kadmon Nesachim, the one who says brought before the Nesachim, what does that mean? Kadmon Nischa Yayin, that is brought before the Nesachim of the wine. And Mando Amar Achar Nesachim, one says brought after the Nesachim, that means the Achar Nischa Yisoyles, it's brought after the Nesachim of the flour. In other words, it's not a Machalikis, Minchas Chavitim is sandwiched in between the Nesachim of the flour and of the wine. Now we continue discussing Soyles Kedem Chavitin, the flour comes before the Chavitin, as we just said. Afal Bisha Zel Ishim Zel Ishim, even though both of them are totally burned by the fire, Zek Carbon Yachid, Zek Carbon Sibur, the Chavitin is a carbon Yachid, and the Nesachim, the flour, is a carbon Sibur, so that's why the flour comes before the Chavitin. Now Chavitin Kalim Bezichin, the Chavitin comes before the Bezichin Levoina, Afal Bisha Zek Carbon Yachid, Zek Carbon Sibur, even though one's a carbon Yachid, one's a carbon Sibur, the Bezichin Levoina, it's part of the Belacham upon him, that's a carbon Sibur, so maybe it should come first, but still, Zet Tadir is a Ainoi Tadir, the Chavitin is brought more often, it's brought every single day, as opposed to the Bezichin, which is only brought on Shabbos. Now Chavitim Kadim Yayin, the Chavitin comes before the wine of the daily Nesachim. Why is that? Shazel Ishim Zel Sefalim. One is for the fire, and one is for the Seifel, for the bowl. The wine is not poured on the fire, and therefore has lesser of a status. Now the question is, Bezichin V'Yayin Mikaidim. What comes first, the Bezichin Levoina or the wine? Because we see that when the Bezichin are put up against something else, and Yayin is put up against something else, they come second. So what about if we just have Bezichin and Yayin? Which comes first? The Gemara asks, what type of question is this? Lamas Nisahi, isn't this a Braisa? It tells us very clearly, Levoina L'Yayin. Levoina comes before the wine. The Gemara answers, no. The reason why we have this question is because count the carbon yachid, count the carbon sibur. The Brice is talking about a carbon yachid, so it's telling us bezichin come before wine, but we're talking about a carbon sibur, meaning classic bezichin of lachem apanim and yain of the nesachim. That's a carbon sibur, and that's not being spoken about in the Brice, so that's why the Gemara asked the question. Now we're going to explain the last part of the Mishnah, which had said that Ben Azai argues that the order the varm of the carbon tumid are brought to the kevesh, to the ramp, is different, and actually it's the way that the animal walked, that's the way they were brought. And we didn't explain exactly what order that is, and that's what we discussed. Kini Masnisa, this is what Ben Azai means in the Mishnah. Harosh ve'regel, first the kohen brought a rosh and regel, which is the head and the right back leg. Then hachaz ve'agera, the chest and the neck was brought. Then ushtei yadayim, the two front legs. Then ushtei defanos, the two sides, the two rib cages. Then ha'oketz ve'regel, the tail with the back left leg. And that's because that's the way that the animal walks. And Rabbi Yechon explains how the Ben Azai was Ben Azai's source for this. The pasuk tells us v'ktartas kol ha'ayel mizbecha, you should burn the entire aisle on the mizbeach. Now what's this lashon of the entire aisle? Is kol ha'ayel k'deishei nir k'mahal chagabi mizbeach? That means it should be burnt in a way that it looks like it's walking up to the Mizbeach. And so therefore we see that it has to be brought in the way that it walks. The Gemara asks, hold on, Harosh v'Haregel, according to Ben Azai, the head and the back right leg is brought first. V'at Amar Hachin, you're saying this, was the animal starts walking, does it actually go with its head and back right leg together? Is that really the way that animal walks? And Amar Mani answers, yes, Pashat Reshe Akar Rigle, that when it starts walking, it stretches its head out, and then it lifts its back right leg to start walking, and therefore the head and the back right leg are brought first, because that's the way it starts walking. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel, continuing to talk about this lottery system, the Beis HaMikdash. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.